study Bob. We did Sef Aleph for holding of the Mishabura. So holding the Mishabura is Sef Katan Beis. In the middle of the Mishabura is a long Mishabura. So the Machaber said that Yantav Sheni of Golias, we put a person in Teirim, a person who's is careless with the Yomtiv, so we gets punished with Teirim. And if it's a Tamer Abonim, we don't give him Teirim, we just give him Malkas Martis. So the idea being a person's Arminisit Rabbanon, so we put them in Chayr. Now what about the person, so it comes out that the Yom Tov Sheni, in a certain sense, is more common than Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Rishon, it's the Raisa, a person is careless, so he doesn't get Chayr, he doesn't get, a person's Arminisit Rabbanon on Yom Tov Rishon, he gets Makas Martis, like any Rabbanon. Person over on Yom Tov Sheni, he gets Chayrim, which is more Chomer. So he explained, the Mishnah explained that Yom Tov Rishon, since it's Ikrim in the Torah, and he's sitting over the Rabbanim, but there's still the Deraisa there. So he hasn't totally uprooted the Yom Tov. Where Yom Tov Sheni, the whole thing is the Rabbanim, so if he's being careless with the Rabbanim, he's affecting the whole Yom Tov, so then he deserves a Chayrim. V'yesh Paiskim says in the fourth line, on page Kuf Gimel, right? Yesh Poiskim, the Cholkim is that they disagree. They do ain chilek klal ben Yom Tov Rishon l'Sheni. So there's no difference in the Yom Tov Rishon l'Sheni that the Rabbanans on Yom Tov Rishon might get Chayrim also. It depends. So what does it depend on? Well, Torah told us if you rock the Rus Enei at the Yonim, B'masha Rayan Lefinyan. The Bezdin has a right to decide under the circumstances they have a right to decide what they feel is necessary. In the Hakol Lov, B'malkas, or Lachol Abaniri, whether to give him Malkas, which is more lenient, or to give him Chayrim, which is more chum. Rakash, Rishos B'yadam, Afilo Nadoisa, they have permission to put him in a full Chayrim, if they want. Katzor Chayrim, Osa Hadar Rapi Haros Chacham Shatoa, in the Nadoisa, Shri Shargeku. If he did a base, did some action on Yom Tov Sheni, based on being told that it's permitted, which was mistaken, but since he was a shargeg, that he's not going to be put in chayrim for that situation, obviously. If a person is a talmud chacham, so we don't give him chayrim, which is more chacham, we give him malchus. Al malchus a gimel. Shir malchus mardus yesh bezeh. Day has been a paiskim. I'm not going to run Rab. So the different opinions exactly when we give malchus mardus, what do we do exactly? Magen Avraham says. And Makas Martis was 13. Makas the Rice is 39. Makas Martis was 13 Makas. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So that the Mishnah Berurah sending but the Magen Avraham himself already says that the Rambam seems to say not like that. He quotes one of the Mishnah, that's the Shear, and the Rambam seems to say not like that. So that's really a discussion what Makas Martis is.
Okay.
Beis. This is an important sif over here in the finding. The exceptions to Yom Tov Sheni. So ein chilek bein rishon l'sheni. So b'zman, let's go back to that. B'zman that they were mekadosh al piriyu. So Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni were a sofik. They were bona fide sofik, the raisa, and the person had to be mach. Sofik. It was no kulas in one day or the other. The sofik, the raisa. Nowadays we have an established calendar. But Chazal said that we're going to maintain the minig of our forefathers. So there's a din d'rabbanan to maintain their minig. They did it as a suffix deraisa. There's a chiyuv d'rabbanan now to maintain their minig. But since we know really it's not really Yom Tov, it's only to kind of Chazal to maintain the minig. So Chazal wrote certain kulas in certain things all but we're going to be made. So,
on the second day of Yom Tov.
So, number one, ein chilek bein rishon l'sheni. There's no difference in the first day and the second day in regards to all malachas, etc. Ella linyan mace. When it comes to halachas of bearing a mace, and we'll see later on, there's a whole siman about this halacha, that Chazal permitted burial of a mace on the second day Yom Tov, taking care of a mace on the second Yom Tov, which that would not be mutter on the first day Yom Tov. Now that's machlokes later on, whether it means only even if the Jews can do it, or only Ayinim through a Nagash. That we'll see later on. Again, that's all we at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, Simchat Torah, Kuf Chavov. V'chein lichul as a Ayin. Chazal permitted on the second day of Yom Tov to put medicine in the eye. So normally, something which is not life-threatening, there's an issur of doing refuah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But the second day Yom Tov, it's mutter. I'll be shasav rishon. Even though on the first day it's going to be yasser, el ayinay en yehudi imein besakon. You're going to do it on the first day through a non-Jew. If it's a case of life-threatening, even a Jew can do it. Because it's a non-life-threatening illness, only a non-Jew can do these things. B'sheni mutter fila yedei Yisrael. The second day of Yom Tov, where Mekel and the needs for refuah are permitted even through a Jew. And this is all applies to all second day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov sheni shokolius. So that's the second day of Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuos, the second day of Sukkot, and Simchas Torah. Chutz miYom Tov Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. The only exception to these, all of these permissions, is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Sheyamim Kedusha Achas Hein, Kedusha Achas Arichtein. We deal with the second day of Rosh Hashanah as one long day with the first day. Okay, now. So the Machaber seems to give you carte blanche, but it comes to Refuah on the second of the Yom Tov, a Jew can do everything. Comes to Rabbanan, Moses says, no, but Davka, Shus the Rabbanan, Dumi the Michal Eina. That which is permitted on the second day was Yisurim the Rabbanan. So one of the Yisurim the Rabbanan was like, you can't put medicine in the eye. So the second of the Yom Tov, you could put medicine in the eye. Aval Av Malacha, to do something which would be involved with an Av Malacha, also, Yisrael Asoysa, I feel about Yom Tov Sheni. Even Yom Tov Sheni, a Jew cannot do that. But the Rabbanans would be permitted. So I had a situation where I had somebody who had an impacted molar, and they had an infection. They got something they call dry socket, which is it gets infected. And the doctor said that he put some type of drain in, and he says that he can't stay in for too long because it can get infected. So it came out that it was the gaya that it should be removed on the eighth day of Pesach.
Moved the tooth?
The drain. The tooth had been removed already, but there was an infection inside where the tooth had been. So they had to remove the drain, which they put in on the second, on the eighth day of Pesach. So I told the person that, so there are bones and mutter for the tzarach of refuah. So you could tell the goy to drive him there. Yeah, and the non-Jewish doctor could do the av malach of taking the drain, etc. So that was all permitted. I said, driving back, because it's not tzarach refuah anymore. So walk back or just stay there. That, you know, that's not a tzarach refuah anymore. So that,
ride on the eighth.
I said to go there, to get to the doctor, to remove it, that would be permitted, because that's the tzarach refuah, to get to where the doctor is. To ride back, ride in the car, to go in the car.
Yeah.
I can't drive the car. So I said that's that. So that would be mutter on the second day Yom Tov, second day of Yom Tov, because I'll permit a refuah on the second day Yom Tov. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Dalin, Elyon Meis Mishum Kavoda, because of Kavoda Meis, Chazal did not want the Meis sitting for such a long time, they permitted on the second day Yom Tov to bury him. All the details of that will be explained over there. Then you keep it the lake on your pre-Kaddish, regards to extinguishing a fire on Yom Tov, see the pre-Kaddish. When it talks about the lach of extinguishing on Yom Tov, the regards to a fire for the purpose of cooking. So we'll talk about the halachas of extinguishing a fire which is burning down the house. That halacha. We'll talk about that over there. We talk about the halachas of kibui. So we'll talk about the case of a deleika also. So they permitted the one permission on the second yantav is bearing the mace, and the second one is medicinal purposes. So lichulas ayin, the example which the Shulchan Aruch gives is putting medicine in the eye. Now, so what's the issue over here? What malach is involved? There's no malach involved in putting medicine in the person's eye. The issue involved is using medicine. So like Abi Hilchos Shabbos, when is medicine permitted? So Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, if a person is a full bona fide chayla to the point that he's laid up in bed, he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos also. The only time which he can't take medicine on Shabbos or put medicine in the eye is when he has a mechush ksas, a small mechush. Bothers him, not to the point that the whole body is affected and he's weakened and he's falling and he goes to bed. Once he's in bed, a chayla shebas lakana can take medicine on Shabbos. So what are you being mekel about Yom Tov? You can do it on Shabbos also. So the answer is, Marisha Chosh Pein Aksas. Talking about there was a minimal pain. To the point, V'chol Kufa Bar, the rest of himself is still feeling well. V'enu Margish Mechush Begufay Machmas Oin. The pain of the eye hasn't spread to the rest of the body to the point that he feels weakened and he belongs in bed. In such a scenario, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Osir Lasa Shum Refuah Yedei Atzmut. Feel a shina, you can't take any medication, even with a shina, you couldn't put any medicine in the eye, even with a shina, on Shabbos or Yom Tov itself, because he's not really a full chayil. Because she's probably able to simon shin chavav, sif yudzayin, rishin buru, sif katnun days. V'achab Yom Tov sheni, shor lechad chila, feel a bali shina. So that's the chidash of Yom Tov sheni. Okay. Oshar chayli, v'gam Now, that which the Rambam said, it's any other illness. Again, if it's an illness which sends a person to bed, it's mutar on Shabbos also to take the medication. It means any other illness which is it's bothering him, it's not terrible. Mesheni mutar. So he said, what's going on? If something which a goy can do, so over here a Jew can do it. Something which is a benefit to the body, Chazal were making. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that that's all talking about the Rabbanans. But to do an Av Malacha, it's also for a Jew to do on the second day of Yom Tov, also Yisrael. And that's true of Hilchosh called Bechol Gufay. It's Yotam Shani, and the guy's mamash nafal mishkam. His whole body is just like, you know, just feeling horrible. So he's allowed to take medication. He can't do any av malacha on Shabbos. So he can't even do it on Yotam Shani. Okay. What's he? A person's nafal, even if he's a nafal mishkam, mamash. He cannot do malacha ayere atzma on yantar sheni. The kavachomer and yantar rishonim on Shabbos. Okay. Now he doesn't. What about if he wants to do with a shinoi? So it's an av malacha, but he's doing with a shinoi. It's his own drabon because it's not. So maybe that's a mutter. Mm. Or that which you say the rabbanon is a mutter is something along the lines of taking medication, which is like there's no malacha involved in it at all. It's a gzer, you might come and do a malacha, but doing a malacha with a shinoi maybe is more chomer. So that the Sharat Siyan raises that question, it's a cut and test. Vayere shinoi yesh lion. To do an av malacha with a shinoi, a Jew by himself would do that in a second Yom Tov, that's a question. Now, dihine, b'yom tov rishon b'vada yesh lahachmer. The reason you cannot go and do an av malacha ayere shinui the tzar chayla. You're not going to allow that. I'm skipping the brackets for a second. Okay, and then you have to sheni shudu abonon efshar yesh lahakol l'gabi chayla shibu zakana v'tzar chayla. So he's not sure would an av malacha ayere shinui be mutter on the second Yom Tov that a Jew should do that for a tzar chayla. In the brackets, he raises the question. It's, you're telling me that you can't do melacha yedi shinui on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I have a gemara connected to that. The gemara says the case of a person had a certain illness called yoneya, and the refuah was to drink hot milk. So the gemara says you can't. So the only way you have hot milk is if you milk the cow or the goat directly on Shabbos, which that's an av melacha. The person wasn't life threatening, so that's not mutter. But what he could do is he could nurse directly from the animal. So he'll get the hot milk directly into his mouth. Because that's a shinu. So here you have a case of an amalacha with a shinu, which he was taking his mutter on Shabbos. So what are you telling me that an amalacha with a shinu is asur on Yom Tov? It's mutter on Shabbos even. Right? That's his question. V'after masina hitiru chachamim l'ganeach, a person who's l'ganeach, sh'yonek cholav b'Shabbos, he can milk directly from the animal on Shabbos. And the reason is it's only doing the malacha of mafarik, of dosh, removing the milk with a shinui. And the Gemara says, and therefore, once it's only drabanan, the case of the person was in this pain, they were making a lot of do it.
That's better than getting a guy to do it.
I think so. They were matter directly, yeah. So I see that you can do a malacha with a shinui. A Jew can do a malacha with a shinui on Shabbos. What for chavi? Yes or no? That's not the hasim. They darker shemafarik b'kach. L'chashiba malacha klal. V'gora adamar mistam shinui mal. There are shinuyim and there are shinuyim. In other words, I can have a shinui which is it's a shinui to the point that that's not the form of the malacha at all. It's not the malacha at all. Because the idea behind mefarik, we call the malacha mefarik. The sort of idea of dosh is that a person breaks off the kernel from the stalk. That's what threshing is. So you have the food, which is the kernel. You have the stalk, which is inedible. So you're breaking the oichel from the whatever's attached to it. So if I take a lemon and I squeeze it, and I get a liquid to use the liquid, so I look at the liquid like the kernel, and I look at the lemon like the stalk, and I'm breaking away the liquid which is bound together to the lemon. So that's also the malacha mafarik. So schit is a form of mafarik. Right? If I squeeze the lemon directly into a food, so I say before it was a food, it was vayter food. I didn't change status. It was part of this food, and it was part of that food. So that's not mafarik. That's not the malacha mafarik at all. So we're saying over here in a case where a person will drink it directly. It goes directly into his mouth. That's not the form of the malacha mafarik at all. Before you end up with having an item in your hand, here you have an act of achila. You don't have an act of mafarik at all. So there are limitations in the concept of the malacha. So it's not that we're being matar a malacha deraisa with the shinui. We're saying that this shinui is so extensive that it changes. That's not the malacha at all. It's not the form of the malacha. Okay.
It's hard for me to understand why doing a malacha with a shinui is better than getting a goy to do it.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's not really doing the malacha with a shinui. It's not the malacha anymore at all. If the definition of malacha is, I guess the best mashal of it is, you know, we bur is also, right? So we say bur. If you meet the three criteria, you're allowed to do bur. What's the logic behind that? He says, Chazal recognized the fact that, you know, there's, that burr is part of the process of preparing food for storage. The burr process, which is part of the act of achila, is achila, it's not burr.
Right.
All right. So mafarik, where it goes directly to the person's mouth, that's not the malacha of mafarik. That's achila.
Right.
So it's not the malacha at all. So that's better than having a goy do a malacha for you. It's a mere lakam on a malacha.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
1 minute. So if it's not a malacha at all, are you allowed to do it if it's not, if you're not a choyla,
you know, it gets it's a bit of abundance also. And they said,
if it's nothing, that if it's not mefarik, then it's not mefarik. So then it should be number. Yeah, I'm not saying it wouldn't be the something I would jump to do.
Right.
Okay. Beside the fact that it's not pasteurized.
But okay. You're modern.
I can't imagine too many people doing that. But let's say you don't have a problem with doing that.
More is mashal. It's only there.
Why? But it's not a malacha. It's not, and it should be mutta. Then why isn't it mutta?
Probably it's also the brother because it looks like the malacha. Mm. And they and welcome tzara. They weren't kosher.
Okay.
Okay. Vav or b'shar charli gam pein b'shena kalaguf. All the illnesses which are not affecting the whole body. B'sheni mutter. So these Yisurim Darabonon, because that were lenient when it comes to the person being uncomfortable. So if a person wants to take a person has a headache, so he's not enough for the mishka. He has a headache, so the first thing he can't take an aspirin. Secondly, he can take an aspirin. He said, however, if it's a full bona fide malacha, the Jew can't do it even in the Yantar Sheni. Also the Yisurim. Even if the person's enough for the Mishkan, he can't do it himself. Person fell or banged into something, and he got a black and blue mark. So that's an internal bleeding. No. You know. Like a blue mark on your arm, that's true. You're bleeding inside your body. That's not what they meant when they said that's a chole panimi. That is a mut. Ain choshem chole panimi. It's not considered an inner illness, which is considered a sakana. It's not so painful. There's no danger. He can wait till tomorrow. Near the also lahakas dam shakaron kapin, bulashenero benkas. They would pull the blood out through benkas with the leeches. To get the blood out, because they consider it like bad blood, but you can't do that on Yom Tov.
Bankas is cupping.
Right. They said it's called.
Leeches is a different
thing. Okay, right. But they're all behind.
It's all very modern medicine.
Yes. So neither of those is mutter on the situation. It's not Sakana. So you can't do that. Okay. Gimel. Let's do the mechaber here. Bnei Eretz Yisrael Shabbat L'chutz L'Aretz. So it's Yom Tov Sheni, and a person's from Eretz Yisrael, which he has no chiyuv to keep Yom Tov Sheni because he's from Eretz Yisrael. He comes to L'chutz L'Aretz. Asur Malasus Malacha B'Yom Tov Sheni. He cannot do Malacha Yom Tov Sheni. B'Yishuv where Jews live. Philo died to Lhasa, even though he's planning to return to Eretz Yisrael. However, calls Manchlo Higila Yeshuva when he's traveling, he has not arrived in a place where people live. He's in the midburg, in the fields. Philo ain't died to Lhasa Mutter. Even if he's not planning to go back to Eretz Yisrael, he's planning to settle here. But he hasn't joined the Yeshuv of the Bnei Chutzlorz yet, because he's still in roots out where there's no people around. He hasn't been established to say he's part of their group because he's not there yet. He's out in the fields where there's nowhere in a place where nobody lives. He's arrived. He's planning to settle. So Nasa Kemoisen, he's now part of them. He's Osir, and he can't say, well, I'll go back to the Midbar and I'll be Mutter again. He's Osir Ben Ben Yishu. Once he's part of the people of Bnei Chutzlorz, he's planning to settle, he no longer could do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, period. But he hasn't arrived yet, sees Mutter, as long as he's beyond the tchum of where the yeshiv of the Jews are, where the city is, he's beyond that, he hasn't arrived in the tchum yet, he does not receive the chumras of the place that he's going to, he hasn't arrived yet. If he's planning to go back, so outside of the city he's mutter to do it because there's nobody there, but in the city he cannot do it because he has to keep the minhag makom where he is, meanwhile, while he's there. Okay, so that's the Mechaber's full expression of the halachas of Yom Tov Sheni. Right? You see, the Moshe of Dirshu adds, like...
Oh, in the first case, the person from Eretz Yisrael came and wasn't planning to go back to Eretz Yisrael.
The first case of the person came was planning to go back. No, the first case was the place where he was planning to go back.
He was planning.
So he said, but since he's sitting in the city, he cannot do malacha together. He's with the chutz l'aretz people. He cannot do malacha even be yishu. If he has not arrived, even if he's planning to stay, he's mutter. He hasn't arrived yet. If he's arrived and he's planning to stay, then he's also, even if he goes back to the midbar. He's in the midbar, you know, earlier today. He was mutter to do malacha, because even though he's planning to settle here, but he did not arrive to where the Jews are. He keeps going, and he arrives where the Jews are, so he's part of this group now. So let's go back to the midbar and do malacha. He can't do that. He already arrived. But if he's planning to not stay, then theoretically he could go out to the midbar and do malacha. The challenge of that would be, of course, it has to be beyond the tchum. Is he allowed to walk past the tchum? That's false. While he's here, he has to keep the malachas. So he can't go past the tchum either. So theoretically, it'd be mutter. If somebody would grab him and throw him out past the tchum, he'd be mutter, but he has no right to go past the tchum.
It's the same halacha of tchum and yantiv and Shabbos. It's the same deal.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hold Mr. Beruz for Sif Gimel for tomorrow. So tomorrow's 7:20.